The writer Philip Roth moved away from Newark more than a half century ago, but his fans occasionally go back to take a look at his old haunts. Yesterday, 140 people embarked on a special bus tour coinciding with the writer's 80th birthday. WNYC's Matthew Sherman went along for the ride.
Have you been to Newark before? Is this your first Roth tour?
The passengers fill three motor coaches and come from as far away as England, Russia, and India.
This is the Philip Roth bus tour of Newark.
Many are Roth scholars here for a recent conference and had never been to Newark before, but had read all about it in the various novels that Roth set here, scenes set in the 1940s and 50s that evoke Newark as a thriving, working-class, ethnically diverse city. Jack Knowles came from Great Britain.
It stands in for a kind of version of America that has a lot of integrity because of its simplicity, but I'm sure it's changed immeasurably.
The city's decline after the Second World War does play a big role in one of Roth's books, American Pastoral, and today there is very little life left downtown as the buses lumber through Newark's largely empty streets. At key points, we stop and take turns reading passages from Roth's novels.
Portnoy's complaint, which was more or less the prevailing attitude toward athletics in general, and football in particular, among the parents in the neighborhood. It was for the goyim.
We're idling outside Weekwake High School, named after the neighborhood, then largely Jewish, where many of Roth's novels take place.
At football, our Jewish high school was notoriously hopeless, though the band, I may say, was always winning prizes and commendations.
Next, we move to the place everyone wanted to see, Roth's boyhood home on Summit Avenue. It's a three-story house with yellow siding, absolutely ordinary, except for the plaque announcing it as the place where a famous writer grew up. Patrick Hayes of Oxford University says it's smaller than he thought it would be.
Unusual, though, that to imagine three different families living here.
It's still a working-class neighborhood, now populated by African-Americans instead of Jews. Hayes says it looks like he expected it to.
It's a pleasant area. I can see why he has such affection for Newark and remembers it so fondly.
But the house, in Roth's memory, is also fraught with adolescent angst. It's where Alexander Portnoy struggled with lust and sexual frustration.
As a tourist, it's great.
Danny Anderson is an assistant professor from Emmanuel College in Georgia. Almost like a character out of a Roth novel, he's conflicted about the tour and experiencing a wee bit of that ultimate Roth trait, self-loathing.
But as like a real person, I would feel a little grumpy if all these, you know, crazy people were coming to my house taking pictures and pretending to ring the doorbell and making dirty jokes and that sort of thing.
The buses wind back towards downtown, eventually passing by acres of vacant lots burned out in the 1967 riots. And we park down the street from the Newark Public Library. Standing outside is a man named Angel Vargas, a Newarker who feels no compunction about Roth-inspired tourism.
Oh, yes, Philip Roth, a great, great writer of books. It's incredible to know that we have a great writer from back in the day that has large roots in the city of Newark and born in the city.
Vargas says most Newark residents don't know who Roth is, but he's hoping that will change. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.